Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. This morning, as our guest, we have a woman who will make you laugh and cry and tickle your funny bone and take you deeper in the Lord, and it is my dear friend and colleague, Gay Lindfors. She is the former HR director for a Fortune 500 company, and in her business unit, she had 12,000 people that she was responsible for. And as she tells a story in her new book, she wanted to find a life of significance, and her mission is to highlight, celebrate, and inspire significance. And she has written a new book called God, Girlfriends, and Chocolate, Encouraging Stories from the Heart. Her first book was Find a Job, the Little Book for Big Success. And this one, she really opens up her heart. And I have spent so much time reading this book and chuckling and laughing and talking about it to friends. And I really feel like this conversation on the show today is us talking among friends. So, Gay, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Laurie. Beth, thanks for having me.
Well, Gay has, tell us about this book. You know, as I read through the stories, what I like, there's short chapters. Of course, the wind in me loves the short chapters. But she tells us about her Aunt Idell and at 85, her schedule, which would make anybody sweat because it's so intense. And then she talks about her piano recitals. We have a photo of her doing her workout, which is pushing a hay bale. I learned that she was born in a town called Climax, Minnesota. She talks about her friend Danae knitting a purple scarf for her. She talks about the death of her father. Her parents had 7 children, 6 fully formed, and only 3 girls survived. And yet, as you read through this, you just feel joy, just almost an irrepressible joy and intelligence and wisdom. And one of our dear friends, Chanel McMillan, also contributed to the book. So I will quit talking and let you hear from Gay. So, Gay, why did you decide to write this book?
Well, you know, I know people love stories, and this book is really geared for a female audience because there are things about being a woman that you can only experience being a woman, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we all love stories. Stories bring us to a different place. And when I'm looking to figure out how to change something in my life or try and figure out what is God trying to teach me, I find I respond more quickly and more enthusiastically if I'm hearing someone else's story, kind of living vicariously through them, rather than someone standing in front of me or reading a book that says, these are the 3 things you do. When I read a story, it takes me both with my head and my heart to a different place. So as I speak to audiences and coach women and do my presentations and workshops, it just became clear stories make such a difference. So I thought, I've got stories that I know other women can relate to. And so I decided to start working on them and then finding the God message in them. So that, like you referred to my Aunt Idell, who lives in a senior citizen's apartment, who does amazing things each week, helping other senior citizens move forward. Well, what was the God lesson in that for me, in addition to enjoying the story? So it gives me a chance to hear other people's stories, and what's the God moment for us?
Well, you know, I was sitting around a campfire the other night with friends, and everybody was telling their stories, and I thought, this is really how the Bible was passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Around campfires in the desert, people telling stories, and that's really all they had for thousands of years. And so you've taken this really cultural human condition of storytelling and refined it really to a great art, Gay. I just have to say, yes, you're my friend, but as a writer, it's just excellent. I mean, you just couldn't stop reading it. And so,
thank you.
What's one of your favorite stories in the book?
I think, to find one. One of them is when after my father died and we had to move We decided to move my mom from this little town of Climax, Minnesota, up in northwestern Minnesota, down to the cities. And she and Dad had lived in their home for 50-plus years. So this was a home that was filled with, as I say in the book, a lot of stuff. And Mom was a teacher, didn't like to throw things out. So my sisters and I had this big responsibility to take this memory box of 53 years and distill it into a little two-bedroom apartment down in the cities. Mm. And we had our plans. We thought we've got this under control. You know, the dump truck was there. The moving van was ordered. The spouses were coming on the weekend. And we thought, we're going to get this done 4 days, no problem. And, you know, after 7 hours, we were in tears. It was so overwhelming. And mm-hmm. and just the memories and the physical exhaustion and going through boxes and boxes of stuff. And I remember that those couple weeks so well. And the lesson that I learned in there was that, you know, God takes those burdens, those all that stuff that we are trying to get rid of. He takes that physical weariness, exhaustion, whatever it is that we're experiencing, God takes that and meets us. And sometimes it's through the kind words of a friend, or it's through the chili and brownies from another friend, or sometimes it's just having sisters that you can just laugh until you are just almost hysterically crying
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's we look at those everyday moments, and as I talk with women, all of us have had an experience like that, where we've had to go through a transition, and many times it's because of a death, and yet we see, that's right, God was still in that basement corner with all that
mm-hmm.
stuff, and he met us there.
You tell a story about your favorite football player, and it's,
yes.
I believe, your nephew, right?
Yes, Scotty Benedict,
and,
yes.
Right, let's make him famous right now.
Yes.
And how, you know, everybody goes and you watch every move he makes and you see the opponents coming at him and everybody gasps when he gets sacked and, you know, cheers when he makes a really good run for it or whatever his position is. Mm-hmm. And it was just so touching because then you said, you know, God watches us like that. God mm-hmm. is that interested in our game.
Yes.
Not about the winning so much, but more about being present with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell a moving story also about your father, that he loved deers and the outdoors, and those were some of your deer, I guess, not deers. some of your favorite memories. And,
yes.
and how you were grieving his loss, and then you looked out your window, and there was a deer standing
mm-hmm.
there just gazing at you in the yard. And how touching God is to know
mm-hmm.
our little, the way to get a message across to our heart if we are only open. So I want to make sure that our listeners go to www.gayelindfors.com. Gay with an E, Lindfors with an S, .com, and get this book. Send it out as gifts to your friends. You know, I was also touched by your friend Danae.
Mm-hmm.
And tell the story about the prom and the purple scarf.
Yes. Well, in high school, I didn't date in high school. And, you know, and we had a class of 28 kids, so I could justify it and say, you know, the pickings were slim. But at the same time, I think there were maybe other reasons. But I didn't have a date for the prom, and everybody in this little town of Climax, Minnesota, went to the prom. And my girlfriend, Danae, had a steady boyfriend. She was a very popular, great girl in high school. And I walked into the gymnasium alone. You know, the band on the stage was playing Stairway to Heaven, and I thought, it sure doesn't feel that way to me. It was just one of those horrible, let me die moments as a high schooler. And my friend Danae, in all her graciousness and kindness, when it came time for pictures, I was standing off to the side, and she said, "Yay, come over here and take a picture with us." So I took my prom picture between her and her boyfriend. But it was one of those moments that it was just touching. And then The year before that, she and her family had driven out to California, and she decided to knit me a scarf. And she says that she drove only to California and back and knitted that in that entirety. I think she must travel the continent three times because it was the longest scarf. I could wear it as a turban and a neck scarf and a body wrap all at the same time. And yet it was just the most beautiful gift of love and thoughtfulness. And, you know, that's what girlfriends do. We just meet each other where we are at. So when I even think of God, girlfriends, and chocolate, God, of course, meets us every moment, whether it's that visual seeing a deer outside my window when I was so desperate to hear from my dad who had died, or thinking about my nephew Scotty's football game and imagining God running the field with us, blocking those tackles and carrying the ball when we got tired. He's just right there with us. And then through girlfriends, he just meets us through friendship and meeting our needs. And then chocolate. You know, there's always a good day for chocolate. And I think of all the ways that God brings other resources, whether it's chocolate or a good website or people like you, Lori Beth, who minister to our hearts and help us get to living out the mission and vision that we want to. It's part of God's grace showing up every day.
And I love the central theme of the book, and it really goes to your mission to highlight, celebrate, and inspire significance. And in this book, you highlight significance, you celebrate it, and you inspire it. You know, when you say your story matters, there's a woman, there's a statue of a woman, Kate Sessions, in Balboa Park, and she's holding a pine cone in her hand and a little trowel in the other, and she basically brought plants to San Diego, which was really filled with brush in its natural state. And I often think, you know, that we each stand here with a pine cone in our hand, and you, this book, and how it unfolds your heart, it's like a ball of light that I pray that this book is very successful, and it goes from hand to hand and heart to heart. Is there anything else you would like to share?
Just maybe one other thought. You touched on that then about your story matters. We want to know that our life is bigger than ourselves. We want to know that at the end of the day, at the end of the year, and at the end of our lives, that we mattered, that we made a difference, and it might be making a difference in the lives of our family or our neighborhood, or maybe it's reaching the world in a bigger and different way. But your story matters. And so to the listeners, I would just remind you of that. God put you on this earth for a purpose. As Lori Beth, you write about so eloquently, we each have a mission. If we don't live out our mission, no one else will. So listeners, nobody else can be you. If you don't show up, we lose you. Your story matters. God has called you to an exciting place. It's your responsibility, my responsibility, to live out and be that person he has called us to be, because our stories matter. That's my message. Our stories matter because we are significant.
Yes, and I just wish we could bottle the love that you have, and really that's what the book is. It's a bottle. It's a little message in a bottle that can be sent through the mail. Please, I just really implore the listeners to get this book and share it and be touched. You'll see a different side of Jesus with that Minnesotan... Minnesotian.
There you go.
Sense of humor. And Gay is a woman who is living her life, and I pray that you continue to write and tell your stories, because you really are a good storyteller. So thank you, Gay, for being on the show, for sending me the book and the beautiful inscription, and most of all for unfolding your heart. So listeners, go to Gay Lindfors, GayLindfors.com, and be blessed. Thank you so much, Gay, for being on the show and for writing this book.
Thank you, Lori Beth. My pleasure.
All right. Have a great week. Everybody go out and sit down with God, girlfriends, and some chocolate. Bye-bye.
Bye.